Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Test, Chapter 4, Mishnah 9 of Maseches Trumos. The previous Mishnah gave us three different opinions as to how one can go about nullifying a piece of Truma in a whole mixture of Chulin. And essentially, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva all have three different opinions. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva's opinion are relatively similar, except for when the item is not known. Rabbi Eliezer is very machmir when we don't know what color the thing was that fell in or what it looks like that fell in. Rabbi Akiva is very makel, but they're the same in terms of when they know what exactly fell in and where it fell in. Rabbi Yeshua is the more lenient one, at least at the outset. That's how we might have assumed yesterday. So if you have a white fig that falls into black and white figs, then you can assume that it could be batel for the, again, the truma fell into chulin, and the chulin was mixed colors, and the truma was one specific color, and then it's one of those two, so it could be batel into this giant mixture. Now, says the Mishnah in Mishnah Tess, how are we going to break all of this down, says the Mishnah, Kitzad Hauso Chamishim Tain Shachoros Chamishim Levanos, Nafla Shachoros Shachoros Asuros, Levanos Mutoros, Nafla Levana Levanos Asuros, Shachoros Mutoros. So if you have a black fig that fell into 50 black and 50 white, or if you have a white fig that fell into 50 white and 50 black, so then all of the, whatever color fell in, all of the ones of that color are going to be prohibited, and all of the other color are going to be permissible. But if you don't know what fell, then everything adds up together. This is according to Rabbi Akiva, and essentially you're going to have 100 to 1, so everything will be batel, and that is a big leniency of Rabbi Akiva. And Vizo, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be strict, but Rabbi Yeshua will be lenient as well, just like Rabbi Akiva. In Mishnah Yud, we're going to have a sweeping leniency of Rabbi Eliezer and a stringency of Rabbi Yehoshua. Then says the Mishnah Yod of his own, Rabbi Eliezer, Mekel Rabbi Yehoshua Machmir. Here, Rabbi Eliezer is lenient and Rabbi Yehoshua is Machmir. Bedo raised litra, Kitsios al piyakad. If you have someone who's pressing a litra of dried truma figs into the mouth of a jug that contains a dried chulin figs, they know Yodea Izohi, but he doesn't know which one he put it into. Rabbi Eliezer, Mer Rabbi Eliezer says, Rowan osam kiluhin prudos. He says, we view the truma figs as if they've separated throughout the entire jug, tachtonos malos eselionos. And therefore, you have 100 litra of chulin, and so the lower figs in the jug will nullify the litra of truma that is among the upper figs. Very simple. And then says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehoshua says, Lo tala achi yusham me'akadim. The only way to nullify this is you need 100 jugs, and that way it's going to be the upper figs in all of these jugs that can by themselves nullify the truma, and the lower figs in all the jugs, though, don't count toward nullifying the truma at all. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.